From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws, a bill that permits the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. It also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries like Syria. The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo, supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders. At least 14 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in fighting between government forces supporting President Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups trying to overthrow his government. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rockets and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. More than 60 people have been killed in Aleppo in the last 24 hours. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura says he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month, but called for a ceasefire to be revitalized before a date is set. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appeared to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is denying signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger spoke this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas. This is VOA News.